The Fanatic Baseball Show. Philadelphia's top baseball experts. Scene setters from the ballpark. Game time lineups. Pitching matchups. And your calls. Live from the Fanatic Studios. Here's Andrew Zalchunas.
Well, good evening. Welcome into the Fanatic Baseball Show. I'm not happy today. I'm just not happy. You know, this season, we came in with such high expectations. Even though I had a little less expectations than most, I still said wild card and make some noise in the playoffs. And here we are, limping our way into the All-Star break as the Phillies lose another series to the Atlanta Braves. After being embarrassed by the Braves in the last time they saw them, losing 15-1. And then you have a chance to bounce back against the Marlins, and you get swept. Then all is great in the world when you sweep the New York Mets, but the Mets were a bigger dumpster fire than you were. You then have the opportunity to really start building some momentum after sweeping the Mets and having an opportunity to face the Marlins again, who just swept you on your home field. So you have a chance to go down to Miami. Little revenge factor. No, you lose 2 of 3. 2 of 3, you lose to the Marlins. And then you say, all right, it's time to beat the Braves. It's time to get back at the Braves. That doesn't happen either. You win game one, all thanks to Aaron Nola and Hector Neris, because you only scored 2 runs in game one. And thank God for Jay Bruce, or this team would be even further down in the division. But thank God for Jay Bruce, because he had the lone 2-run double that game. But really, it was all because of Aaron Nola and Hector Neris why you won game one of that series. And then you really just get embarrassed in games 2 and 3. Zach Eflin not being able to secure the lead after they score 4 runs in the top of the first inning is awful. And even though Zach Eflin has been really your best pitcher all season, it then goes back to what I said before the season started. This front office neglected the starting pitchers. I know there's a game tonight, and you guys, you listen to the Fanatic Baseball Show. I do the lineups. I do the pitching stuff. You know, I give you all these statistics. I don't want to do that tonight. Tonight, I want to give you just 1 hour of venting. Tonight, I want to give you 1 hour to speak your mind. The number to get in is 610-632-0975. I'm extremely disappointed with this team. We're past the midway point. I still have this glimmer of hope that they'll make the playoffs as a wild card team, because I think the offense should be better. Why aren't they? I don't have any answers for you. But I think the offense should be better. I think they will add to the bullpen. I think they will add a starting pitcher. But here's the problem. With the hard date of July 31st for the trade deadline, 26 days away. And I love it, by the way. I think it adds more of an intriguing factor for the deadline. I love it. But there are going to be teams come July 31st that are still in the mix. Let's just say the Arizona Diamondbacks, for example. The Diamondbacks aren't that far out of the wild card. So are they really just going to pack up shop and trade Zach Greinke and Robbie Ray and Jarrod Dyson and all these other players? No, I don't think they will. So if that's the case, that's a starting pitcher off the books. There's really only a couple of teams that are going to be real sellers at the deadline. And some of those teams have nothing of interest. Like the San Francisco Giants and Madison Bumgarner, that's interesting. But if you look at the Kansas City Royals, there's nobody you want out of that starting pitching staff. If you look at the Detroit Tigers, do Do they really want to give up a young arm in Spencer Turnbull? Maybe, but maybe not. So we're getting closer to the trade deadline, and who really is out there? And that's why I go back to this front office and why they and how they neglected the starting pitching before the season started. I know we all thought that the offense would be good enough to out-hit other teams and outscore other teams. I get it. I thought so too. But you were able to score 6 runs yesterday. Problem is, the Braves were able to score 12. You were able to score 6 runs in Game 2 against the Marlins. Problem is, your bullpen sucks, and the Marlins were able to score 9. The Phillies are averaging right around 5 runs per game, which you would think should be enough to have a better record than where they're at right now, just 3 games over 500. But it's not the case, because baseball's changed. And to think that this starting pitching staff was going to be good enough, that's just wrong. I said it from the very beginning, and I'm saying it again now. They have held their own this season. And there have been games where the offense has gone silent, in games where we didn't think they should have gone silent. It happens. There's a lot of problems with this team. And I just want you to have the opportunity to vent tonight. I'll give you the starting lineups for the teams today. I'll give you the starting pitchers. But I'm not coming out here with statistics tonight. This is your show tonight. Because we're about to head into the weekend. And we're not going to be able to do the baseball show again until Monday when I come back. And Monday is the beginning of the All-Star break. Because the final game before the break for the Phillies is this Sunday at 1 o'clock. So that Monday, when we do the Fanatic Baseball Show, it's not leading into any games. They're going to go on a 5-day break. And my fear is that there are going to be a lot of Phillies fans that go on that 5-day break and then never come back. And that is alarming. And that should be something that the front office can sense. They should know that a lot of Phillies fans are going to give up hope once the All-Star break starts. Because you have a tough series against a bad team in the New York Mets. You heard that right. A tough series against a bad team in the Mets. You got DeGrom, you got Syndergaard, and you got Wheeler. Syndergaard's not been himself, but he's still Noah Syndergaard. Zach Wheeler, you beat, but you didn't beat up last time you faced him. DeGrom, you got the reigning Cy Young Award winner tonight. And after losing 2 straight to the Braves, in 2 different ways, in 2 ways you should not be proud of, you then have to face DeGrom tonight in New York, which is a tough place to play. So tonight is a night for everybody to vent about. I want you to vent your frustration. If you still have hope, which I do, it may not come, I'm obviously not showing that much hope right now during the show. I'm beaten down. Right now, I am beaten down. And I'm not about to get back up on my skates unless the Phillies can sweep the Mets yet again. But as everybody told me, it was just the Mets. And you know what? Looking back at it now, maybe it was just the Mets. Because since that Mets sweep, where you won 4 games in very impressive ways, you are now just 2-4 in your last 6 games. And 3 of them were against the Marlins. So the number for you to vent at, 610-632-0975. The 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by Family & Company Jewelers. You can visit them on Route 70, Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. I'll get into tonight's game, but I really want you to have the opportunity to voice your frustration, because once this weekend's done, we go to the All-Star break. And do you think that they're going to be able to come back with some fire after the All-Star break? Because after the All-Star break, you face the Nationals, who have just passed you in the NL East, because you're in third place now. And then after that National Series, you have four games against the Dodgers. And I'm telling you right now, that is not going to be easy. 610-632-0975. I'm Andrew Salchunas, taking you till 7 o'clock right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Fanatic Baseball Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for 97.5 The Fanatic. With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
NBA futures updated this week. The 76ers had 10-1 odds to win it all in 2020. The Lakers now the odds-on favorite at 7-4 odds after opening at 20-1. Along with Philly, the Raptors, the Clippers, and the Warriors all at 10-1 odds. NFL Week 1 odds updated this week. Eagles an 8.5-point favorite against the Redskins at home. Over-under at 46.5. Eagles the odds-on favorite to win the division at 10-11. Phillies at the Mets for the final series of the first half of the season. Game 1 at 7-10. Mets at -200 on the money line. Phillies at +180, over under at 8. Online sports betting is here, and PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania's first legal sports book. Bet all major sports, prop bets, and all live in-game wagers. Visit PlaySugarHouse.com today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. For VSiN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, 97.5 The Fanatic.
You like a good fit. We get it. Your best running shoes, your lucky cap, your favorite pair of jeans. Your favorite things feel made for you. Your education should too. University of Maryland University College was founded more than 70 years ago to serve working adults and the military. Today, we continue that tradition by offering frequent start dates so that you can get started on your schedule. With convenient online learning and by providing no-cost online resources replacing most textbooks. Because a college education can work for your wallet too. University of Maryland University College. State University, global campus, made for you. Start earning more than $9,000 towards your bachelor's degree. The UMUC Northeast Tri-State Scholarship is designed for working adults like you in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. To find out if you qualify, visit us online at umuc.edu/tri-state. That's umuc.edu/tri-state.
You make a million tough business decisions every day. So here's the easiest one of the year. Dell's Black Friday in July is back and bigger than ever. Get no-brainer deals on the very latest computers with Intel Core processors and a huge selection of servers, electronics, and more. All with free shipping on everything. To make your decision even easier, Dell's small business technology advisors can help you find just the right tech. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's an easy call to make at 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/small-business.
Take a step toward updating your home with exclusive LifeProof vinyl plank flooring from The Home Depot, starting at just $2.99 a square foot. It locks together for easy installation. It's waterproof, scratch resistant, and comes in a variety of trendy styles with over 40 colors to choose from. That's a step in the right direction. Today is the day for doing with LifeProof vinyl plank flooring starting at just $2.99 a square foot. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hello, radio listener. This is an ad for Hulu with no ads, which is clearly not running on Hulu with no ads because this is an ad running on the radio. But if this was Hulu with no ads, you'd be watching your new favorite show instead of listening to me, a voiceover actor in a radio ad, telling you that for just $11.99 a month, you can get Hulu with no ads if you're not into ads. And now, a legal disclaimer read almost too fast to understand. Live TV content always contains ads. Hulu no ads plan excludes a few shows that play with ads. Visit Hulu.com for details. End of ad.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Get ready for the holiday weekend. If your check engine light is on, now's the time to find out why. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and let us scan your vehicle for free. We'll retrieve the codes, discuss solutions, and even help you find a professional technician if needed. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Get your home set for summer during Macy's July 4th sale. Save big with our lowest prices of the season on furniture for every room. Plus your deck and yard, because it's all about entertaining outdoors. Check out special financing plans on $499 furniture purchases on your Macy's card. And get a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases, just in time for weekend guests. Find great home savings at Macy's, the furniture destination. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
I am a turnpike worker.
I am a road hazard.
I am a human life.
Every day I go to work.
I know I am risking my life.
I know that in an instant, my child could be an orphan.
I know that if you hit me at 45 miles per hour,
my bones will break.
At 65, I will die.
I will die.
I will die.
I am a coach.
I am a father.
I'm a mother.
Please.
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 Slow down in work zones.
More than 30 PA turnpike workers have died while performing their duties. Take the safe driving pledge at OperationOrangeSqueeze.com.
Save big at Banana Republic Factory with 60% off the entire store. Our biggest sale of the year. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance. Stock up on dresses, shirts, and shorts under $15. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Now, back to the Fanatic Baseball Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Like, what really bothers me the most... Hey, welcome back. What really bothers me the most is that coming into this season, I, Andrew Salchunas, no front office experience, no managing experience, none of that. I knew that this starting pitching staff was atrocious. I knew that this starting pitching staff would not be the reason why you won games. I knew that the Vince Velasquez experience should have been over 3 years ago. I knew that Jake Arrieta did not have the same arm that he did in Chicago. Now, I'm not saying you should get rid of Jake Arrieta, but you shouldn't rely on, well, maybe he'll come back to good form. I knew that Nick Pivetta could throw hard, but didn't know how to pitch. I knew all this stuff. And I'm just me, Andrew on the radio. You're telling me Matt Klentak, this genius GM, didn't know that? Are you telling me Gabe Kapler, a guy who was supposed to be a manager in Major League Baseball, didn't know that these guys weren't going to do the trick? You can tell me all you want about how the offense was supposed to be good enough. But when you're losing games when you're still scoring 6 runs and you're scoring 4 runs in the first inning and you're still losing games, that's a problem. And that was a problem that you, the front office of the Philadelphia Phillies, did not address. It's not like there's a starting pitcher that they had that got hurt and that's why he's not in the rotation. No, you came in with the same rotation you came in with last year. It's the same guys. The only difference at one point was Jared Eichhoff, because Eichhoff was hurt last year, primarily. You came in with the same rotation. Yes, we all expected Aaron Nola to put up close to the numbers that he put up last year. But after Aaron Nola, it's Jake Arrieta. I mean, your number two at the beginning of the season was Nick Pivetta, for crying out loud. Your number two was Nick Pivetta. So you went Nola, Pivetta, Arrieta, Eflin, and Velasquez with those five. What has told you, the front office, that after Aaron Nola, that was going to be good enough? Has Nick Pivetta really shown you anything that he could be a number two in a rotation? You were wrong on that. Jake Arrieta, who's having an okay season, not very good, okay season. Did you really expect that he was going to come back to Chicago form? Oh, because he was battling an injury last year? Well, you know what? He must still be battling the injury because he doesn't look all that great every single night. Zach Eflin surprised me a lot this year, but now he's coming back to form. And then Vince Velasquez, can't wait for another Velasquez start tonight. Why is it that I noticed this and the front office didn't? That is what we should be upset with today. We can call out Gabe Kapler all we want. We can say that Bryce Harper isn't hitting the amount of home runs you expected him to. Thing is, he's still putting in numbers. He's still driving in runs. I heard somebody complaining about Rhys Hoskins today. He's still getting on base. The offense has disappointed us because we had very high expectations for them. But to put all this money into this team and just ignore the starting pitching staff like they did, that is a shame. That's a shame. 610-632-0975 if you want to vent. Because I'm, quite frankly, I had it. Let's go to Dave in Maryland. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Andrew, how you doing? I've watched every game this year. I'm a religious Phillies fan. And last night was just my tipping point. You get up 4-0. And it doesn't matter who they're throwing out there. And I don't know if it's approach or what. I don't think they're that good. That's the problem. The pitchers are not that good. But the approach is just, you know, they throw so many just hanging sliders in 0-2. Like, they don't bury people in 0-2 counts. Like, if you look at last night, that pitch to Albies, you have a base open and the pitcher's on deck.
With two outs.
I know it's with two outs. Just go after Soroka, and if he gets a hit, great. You know, but then
you'll live with that. You'll live with that if Soroka beats you up.
It's 7-4 then, and you know, and then just add insult to injury. Like, Andrew Knapp comes up as a pinch hitter. Like, what is he doing in professional baseball?
And you know what, Dave? This is year three of Andrew Knapp, and years one and years two were terrible with Andrew Knapp, and yet that's another thing that they completely ignored. You know what? Let's go with Nappy Boy. He'll be fine.
And I look at the Braves throwing out Tyler Flowers and Brian McCann. They have a viable hitter in that position every night. And I know Realmuto, he doesn't get many days off, but when he does get a day off, you have two pitchers in the lineup.
Yeah, exactly.
That just can't happen. And, you know, I mean, the bullpen, I mean, you know, I don't know about giving other guys a chance, but Austin Davis, how many times
can he come up?
I mean, how many times can he come up? I mean, he's not good.
Yeah, three more runs yesterday, you allowed.
I mean, it's just like, are they afraid that if they put Austin Davis on waivers, somebody's going to take him? Hopefully somebody does take him and we get to face him at some point because he's terrible.
Yeah, Austin Davis, I appreciate the phone call, Dave. Great point. Austin Davis, the lefty that we continue to call up every single night, and he got sent back down today, thank God. Austin Davis, after last night's performance where he allowed three earned runs in an inning, he has a 7.20 ERA this season, does Austin Davis. Austin Davis last season had a 4.15 ERA. Like, this is who we go to. This is who we have to go to because they ignored the starting pitching. They didn't really ignore the bullpen because they did go after David Robertson. But unfortunately, he got hurt. But if you want to talk about some of the worst contracts, Tommy Hunter getting $9 million a year for 2 years, so $18 million over 2 years, that's a terrible contract. And hopefully he is okay this second half of the season. Sure as hell hope so, because we waited for him all year because he was hurt. But we have guys like Austin Davis coming out there. I mean, Edgar Garcia. How many times do I have to see Edgar Garcia step onto the mound? He gave up two more earned runs yesterday. He has an ERA of 6. And Edgar Garcia was one of those guys that they were excited for. Oh, he's got a wicked slider. Okay. But his fastball is coming in at the upper 80s, sometimes peaking in the 90s. And then he throws that slider when he's down 2-0 right over the middle of the plate, and look what happens. It's crushed. It's not that great of a slider if it's going right over the middle of the plate. Josh Rabick, who's producing the show today, puts up on the screen. In the last 5 starts, Eflin's allowed 19 earned runs, Pivetta 21, Arrieta 18. Arrieta's been okay. But all of a sudden, and instead of looking at the last 5 for Eflin, just look at like the last 2. He didn't pitch well yesterday. And he didn't pitch well in the start before that. These guys are sort of coming back down to earth. Eflin's coming back down to earth. Pivetta looked great when he came back for 2 starts after being sent down. And quite frankly, he's almost going back to the Nick Pivetta that was sent down. We ignored the pitching staff. Not we. The front office ignored the pitching staff. And that was a problem that I saw, just me, Andrew, coming into the season. But the front office didn't. Your starting lineup for your Fighting Phils today in New York. Scott Kingery leading off in center field. Gene Segura batting second at shortstop. Bryce Harper bats third in right field. Rhys Hoskins cleanup playing first base. JT Realmuto batting fifth behind the plate. Jay Bruce will bat sixth in left field. Cesar Hernandez seventh at second. Michael Franco bats eighth at third base. Vince Velasquez gets the start on the mound and will bat ninth. So pretty similar lineup. Michael Franco back in the lineup today after having the day off yesterday. We'll see what they can do. Can they get back to beating the Mets like they swept them before? Just last week, I was feeling pretty good. Not anymore. I feel beaten down by this team. But yes, Austin Davis back down to the minor leagues. Yoxel Rios. So another guy, another gas can, gets put back into the bullpen. Like this bullpen stinks. It's so bad. And yet we ignored it. Hopefully David Robertson comes back and is healthy. I sure as hell hope so. 610-632-0975. Mike and Delran. Mike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, what's up, Andrew?
Hello, Mike.
I hope you had a good fourth yesterday.
Yeah, I was here.
Yeah. I hear you. All right, so what's it going to take for Gabe to get the axe? I mean...
Matt Klentak already spoke a couple weeks ago and said his job is safe, and everybody on the staff is safe, including John Maley, their hitting coach, that seems like whenever guys leave, the numbers improve for them.
They are underachieving right now, right? I mean, the minute Bryce Harper was signed, it was World Series or bust, and then a couple weeks later, well, it'll be the NL East. And, you know, now we sit here like, oh, I just want to make the playoffs, right? I mean, it's someone's going to have to take the blame for it. And I'll tell you what, you already know that I'm not the biggest baseball guy, right? Probably third on my list in the four sports. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to check out. I'm not going to watch this all season. It's not going to happen. And if there's another 7 or 8 game losing streak, right? Like, what's it going to take? I mean, you can say your job's safe, but they go lose 8 or 9 in a row again, or, you know, whatever it was. I think there was a 7 or 8 game losing streak. We just can't accept it.
All right, so let me ask you something, Mike. It almost sounds like you want somebody just to be fired so that you had ahead of somebody. But if anything, I'm more disappointed in Matt Klentak than I am Gabe Kapler.
Agreed, but he's not going to go anywhere before the end of the season, right? Maybe you clean house at the end of the season with him. But I want a coach that's going to rip into a ball player's ass, Andrew. And Gabe's not one of them.
No, Gabe's too friendly with all these guys, but even if you did fire him in the middle of the season, you're just going to have whoever's on the bench to finish out the rest of the year, you know?
I want Larry Boa. I want somebody, I sent it a couple weeks ago. If it's going to be a dumpster fire, I want that thing blazing. I want to see guys getting yelled at every time they don't give that extra effort. It'd be one thing if I felt like everyone gave 100% every game, and I know in baseball that doesn't happen all the time. But when your bullpen's that bad and you're losing games you shouldn't to and you're getting swept by teams like the Marlins, I need to see something to keep me engaged. And right now, Gabe's not doing it.
And that's why I said, Mike, and I appreciate the phone call, man. Enjoy your weekend. That's why I said during the first segment, the Phillies front office should be concerned. Not just with the team, but with the fans. Because here's the problem. You are currently just 3 games above .500. Think about that. Let's just say they get swept by the Mets, which I don't think happens, but let's say they get swept by the Mets. They go into the All-Star break at .500, 45-45. So they're currently 3 games above .500. And with these losing streaks, they are now in third place of the NL East. Remember how we laughed at the Washington Nationals for falling apart? Now, they had a pretty good month of June. And that's why they're in second place at 45-41. And the Atlanta Braves, who went 20-8 in the month of June and then just took 2 of 3 from you again, they're sitting pretty and they're not looking back. I don't see a skid from the Braves coming anytime soon. So you go into this All-Star break 3 games from now, Sunday being the last game before the break for the Phils. If you go into the All-Star break at .500, or even if you take two of three, and you climb back into second place, but you're still six games behind the Braves, you're going to lose a lot of people. I'm really concerned that during this five-day All-Star break, there are going to be Phillies fans that are on the fence that go, you know what? These 5 days were nice. I'm just going to chill out and not watch the rest of the season, or I'll wait till September. And that's when you'll see attendance drop a little bit. That's when you'll see viewership drop a little bit. And the only people to blame is the front office. Yeah, sometimes you got to put the accountability into the players' hands. Bryce Harper has some bad games. JT Realmuto has some bad games. Rhys Hoskins has some bad games. And those are your stars. But when Cesar Hernandez and Michael Franco go on skids, yeah, it's their fault. But it's also the front office's fault thinking that those guys were going to be good enough for you. It's also the front office's fault thinking that the starting pitchers, when they're getting blown up, were going to be good enough coming into this season. It's the front office's fault thinking that the bullpen would be good enough. And I still think the bullpen will get a little bit better when guys come back. But Adam Morgan came back, and Adam Morgan has looked like trash since coming back. So what does that tell you? Some of these guys might come back and might not be good enough right away. The front office can save this season by the end of this month. But if not, they're going to lose a lot of fans to finish out the season, and we're going to have to wipe off the whiteboard and start over again all over again next season, unless they make it to the playoffs. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Brian in the Northeast. Brian, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's going on, Chunis?
Hey, Brian.
Hey, I got a violation on the Phillies.
What do we got?
They should always play a day game on 4th of July.
Yeah, it wasn't their call, though. It was Atlanta Braves.
Well, then I got it on Major League Baseball. The Phillies
did you hear what happened to the Phillies?
No.
So the Phillies didn't get into their hotel in Manhattan until 4 a.m. this morning.
Oh, wow.
So I don't feel good about tonight's game. You know what I mean? They got no sleep. This from Matt Gelb. They actually flew Vince Velasquez ahead of time, knowing that they weren't going to get to New York early enough. So they didn't get to New York, their hotel, until 4 in the morning.
Yeah. My thing is just 4th of July in Philadelphia. We should be like the Lions on Thanksgiving. We always
I hear you, but that's not the Phillies. That's more on baseball, the Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I'll give it on Major League Baseball then. And there's no reason we don't have pitching. It's absurd that they went out. It's like they spent money, like they were sort of like the Yankees and buy everything, but they didn't buy everything. They bought 60% of everything, and they left the pitchers on the shelf. If they want to go in and buy an expensive team, you got to buy everybody. You need two aging pitchers that can still throw that you overpay for.
You can make the case for, you know what, we didn't want to pay money for the pitchers yet because we're going to wait for some of our guys in the minor leagues to come up. But you don't have anybody in the minor leagues. You have one guy, Adonis Medina, who is 22 years old. There are players younger than him pitching in the major leagues, hitting in the major leagues. What are we waiting for? The rest of your rotation on the big league club sucks, so you might as well bring him up just to give him a look.
I agree. I think they need to spend that money. I think they didn't do like the Yankees and the Sox do. They need to spend a little bit more. If you're not going to build a team from the ground up, you're going to sort of buy it and piece it in. You got to buy it and piece it in, and it costs a little bit more money than they actually spent. They didn't really spend stupid money, if you ask me.
Yeah, Brian, and there were a lot of pitchers out there, and I appreciate the phone call, man. Enjoy your weekend. There were a lot of pitchers out there that you could have signed. A ton. Like, look at Charlie Morton, for example. I get the age concern. He was 35 years old before he got signed. He's having one of the best seasons in baseball right now. And you should be familiar with him because he was with the Phillies a long time ago. But no, you'd rather go with Nick Pivetta and Zach Eflin and Vince Velasquez. I'll let you make the case for Pivetta and Eflin. There's no way you can make a case anymore for Vince Velasquez. You just can't. If you just look at the list of pitchers that were out there, there were a bunch. And some of them aren't doing all that great right now. And we would have said, well, that was a mistake. But you know what? It's an even bigger mistake thinking that Vince Velasquez would give you a good season. Like, look at, like, the Corbin thing, that wasn't on them. Corbin took the money to play for the Nationals. But there's a lot of, Wade Miley with the Astros. He's a lefty that you could have had, and he's pitching pretty well for Houston. There's a lot of names that the Phillies just passed on. Josh, Willow Grove. Josh, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's going on, man?
Hey, Josh.
I just want to say that this organization as a whole does an absolutely horrible job at scouting and developing talent.
Oh, yeah.
And that is why we have nobody to bring up right now. And it's been the same way for, I mean, probably into, you know, back in the Howard Utley and Rollins days.
Yeah, Mickey Moniak. Terrible. Mickey Moniak was their number one overall pick. He is now their ninth top prospect in the farm system. He was once number one. He's dropped to ninth. And he was the number one overall pick.
I have confidence in two guys, in Boehm now and in Medina. And that's about it.
Yeah, and you know what? They're taking their time bringing these guys up. I'm okay with not seeing Boehm yet, but, like, come on, with the Medina thing, give the guy a shot.
Right, right. See, my thing about it is organizations will show you the way that they move prospects, they will show you how they feel about such prospects. And, you know, obviously if they think Boehm needs time, they think Boehm needs time. But this Medina guy, I think any other organization besides the Phillies would move him up. They would bring him up.
Especially when your starting pitching is as bad as it is. And why not give him a shot? Adonis Medina, he's 22, but he turned 22 back in December. So he's not a young 22. And now in AA, he's 5-3. His ERA is 3.90. So I know that's not something to be very excited about. But, man, I mean, at this point, your starting pitching is so bad and your bullpen is so bad, I wouldn't mind you guys just giving people a shot.
Nope. I completely agree. Even as a long reliever, I do not, you know, why not? Let him come up and let him throw.
Yeah, no, I hear you, Josh. I appreciate the call. Enjoy your Friday. No, I agree. But because they haven't brought him up, I'm sure, you know, there's arbitration and all that stuff. Part of the reason why they don't bring guys up. But the trade deadline is 26 days away. The Phillies can improve the roster within the next 26 days. The problem is, where will they be standing in the next 26 days? Are they going to be 10 games back of the Braves within the next 26 days? I read off the schedule last segment. I'll read it off once more. After this series with the Mets, you go to the All-Star break. Then you come out with three against the Nationals, who have been on a tear and have passed you. And are now second place in the NL East. You're third. You then have four games against the Dodgers, one of the best teams in baseball. Pirates, Tigers, for three for the Pirates, two for the Tigers. All on the road. I would hope you'd play well, but hell, you can't beat the Marlins. And then you got three games against the Braves in Philadelphia toward the end of the month of July. I mean, the way they've played the Braves over the last couple of weeks, that could be the moment where you go to 10 games behind the Braves. Or that could be the moment where maybe you gain some ground after the series with the Pirates and the Tigers, and then they step on your throats again. Then it's up to Matt Klentak. Where will they be come the trade deadline? I don't want to wait until July 31st. I want to see some action now. I want to hear rumblings during the All-Star break. I want Matt Klentak to not go and hang out at the Home Run Derby, but to be making phone calls all night to see what he can do. One more segment left. 610-632-0975. One more segment left. We've had a lot of people vent. I want to continue your opportunity to vent because I'm not happy. And I'm not going to get much happier. Even if they beat the Mets, will I really feel much better? And tonight, Velasquez, DeGrom, great. Awesome. 610-632-0975, man, I'm down. Andrew Salchunas, taking you till 7 o'clock right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is The Fanatic Baseball Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Doing business like a CEO while saving like a CFO.
Staples has all the supplies you need to run your business like a boss at prices that'll make your bookkeeper smile.
Now that is an achievement.
Everything from pens to paper.
And right now, a ream of Staples copy paper is only $3.99. You save $3.
But hurry, this offer's good this week only.
Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
And 7619 in store only. Valid on SKU 135-855.
Exxon and Mobil present How to Be Supremium. First, fill your tank with Exxon and Mobil's Supremium Fuel. New Synergy Supreme Plus. It keeps your engine 2 times cleaner for better gas mileage. Then get the rest of your car 2 times cleaner. My rims are so shiny they can be seen from space. I saw pictures. So clean your engine with new Exxon and Mobil Synergy Supreme Plus. It's supreme. It's premium. It's Supremium. Fill up today or go to Exxon.com for details.
Synergy Supreme Plus gas compared to Synergy regular gas and poor fuel injected engines. Benefits based on continuous use and may vary.
The crack of the bat. The thrill of a long fly ball. You know what that means. It's time to swing on in to Delilah's. Philly's number one baseball headquarters. Before, during, or after the game. Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, is on deck with great specials during all home games. Featuring Coors Light, but it doesn't stop there. Join the world's most beautiful showgirls for happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 to 7 p.m. A complimentary gourmet buffet 7 days a week from 5 to 7 p.m. And late night dining until 1 a.m. Delilah's is just minutes from the stadium complex with ample free parking. As always, admission is free after the game with proof of attendance or your hotel key. You and your crew looking to knock it out of the park? Reserve a table for bottle service today by calling 215-625-2800. That's 215-625-2800. Or visit Delilahs.com.
1 in 9 men is diagnosed with prostate cancer. When caught early, it can be treated, but all treatment options have unwanted side effects. Spacor Hydrogel is clinically proven to help. Men receiving Spacor Hydrogel are more likely to maintain their normal sexual, urinary, and bowel functions. Spacor Hydrogel is available in the Philadelphia area. If a man in your life has been diagnosed with prostate cancer, visit spacor.com/Philadelphia to learn more. That's spacor.com/Philadelphia. Sponsored by Boston Scientific.
Hello, radio listener. This is an ad for Hulu with no ads, which is clearly not running on Hulu with no ads because this is an ad running on the radio. But if this was Hulu with no ads, you'd be watching your new favorite show instead of listening to me, a voiceover actor in a radio ad, telling you that for just $11.99 a month, you can get Hulu with no ads if you're not into ads. And now, a legal disclaimer read almost too fast to understand. Live TV content always contains ads. Hulu No Ads Plan excludes a few shows that play with ads. Visit Hulu.com for details. End of ad.
Take a step toward updating your home with exclusive LifeProof vinyl plank flooring from The Home Depot, starting at just $2.99 a square foot. It locks together for easy installation. It's waterproof, scratch resistant, and comes in a variety of trendy styles with over 40 colors to choose from. That's a step in the right direction. Today is the day for doing with LifeProof vinyl plank flooring starting at just $2.99 a square foot. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Do you hear that Coors Light being poured? It's the perfect temperature. How can I tell just based on the sound? I can't. But I can see that the mountain on the can is blue. And when the mountain is blue, your Coors Light is perfectly cold. Coors Light is cold lagered for a crisper taste, cold filtered for brightness and clarity, and cold packaged for peak refreshment. Doesn't that sound good? 2019 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Handle all your banking remotely with Univest's mobile platform. Easy, convenient, and secure. Live life. Stay connected with Univest Bank.
Now back to the Fanatic Baseball Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, final segment, Fanatic Baseball Show. Devon Givens comes your way next. He'll be on from 7 until 10. Joe Torti, 9 to 12. So they will do the crossover hour in the 9 o'clock hour. Another thing, with all due respect to Gabe, I've been critical of Gabe. I've also backed him up a little bit because I don't think it's his fault that the bullpen is as bad as it is. That's not his fault. It's the front office's fault. I'm tired. Just exhausted of hearing him speak and giving quotes like, we have work to do. One game in isolation is not going to kill us. Gabe, You've lost six of your last seven series. Two of those, you were swept. And one of them was by the Marlins. And two of those six series that you've lost were to the Marlins. I'm just sick and tired of this guy. I hate to admit it. I'm just so tired with this guy. Like, it's a joke. I get he's not going to rip his players to the media. But this inspirational bullcrap, I'm so done with. Just say we're playing terrible baseball. And he did that. There was one point earlier this season where he said we're not playing good baseball right now. And then he goes right back to his crutch a couple days later. Oh, we're playing really hard. We're going to work hard. Dude, what are you really doing? I heard a caller saying this earlier, and I appreciated every word that he said. I forget what show it was on. He goes, what work are you guys really doing? Like, you don't have time to practice. Like, you're going to get to your hotel at 4 in the morning, which they got last night in New York. You're going to wake up. You're going to eat your breakfast. You'll get to batting practice at 5 o'clock. Maybe some guys show up at 4 and take some ground balls. Like, it's not like you're doing these stressful workouts. What do you mean we're going to do work? Are you talking about just the game itself? Because the game itself is not working out for you guys right now. And man, something needs to change. Larry, Boise. Larry, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, you look at the front office. Well, when they were signing these, like, giving $10 million a year to Robertson and Nishak and these tired old relief pitchers who were basically broken down, the other one spends half his life in Golden Corral, I was told, of what, Hunter? And it's like, I mean, who is that McPhail? Or is that Klentak making that call?
No, that's Klentak.
Right.
Klentak's the guy that's supposed to be going out there and scouting, making this. I mean, they have scouts, too, that look at these guys. But ultimately, it's Matt Klentak who's signing the players.
What about De Los Santos, the kid who's in, he was doing pretty well out there.
No, he stinks, too.
What's that?
He stinks, too. He just pitched not too long ago, and he was awful. He had to do a spot start. He was one of the guys that lost to the Marlins.
So they had nobody really feasible.
Daniel De Los Santos, who is your, by the way, De Los Santos is your sixth highest prospect in five games this season, has an ERA of 7.36, Larry.
Wow.
Yeah, it's that bad.
Well, like, you know,
the entire building, the entire scouting system, the scouts themselves, the head scout, with all due respect, they're nice people. You're not doing well at your job. It's terrible.
Middleton will do something. I just don't think he would do anything during the season. That's the problem, you know, because it's not like they're a couple people away or a little, you know, crack into the whip like Larry Bowe would do. They need a pitching staff. They only have one really good pitcher. And, you know, it's going to take they got to do a big flushing.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it might come down to, Larry, and I appreciate the call. That's what it might come down to. If this regime is not working out, it's up to John Middleton to say, you know what, we're cleaning house. Not the players, not cleaning house on the players, right? The guys that you have your core. You have JT Realmuto behind the plate. You have Reese Hoskins at first base. You have Scott Kingery eventually at second base. No more this center field bleep. And Cesar Hernandez. You have Gene Segura at short. You have Bryce Harper in the outfield. McCutchen will come back, but you also have to start looking for a replacement at some point because he's getting older. But you have your core on offense. But this regime thinking that Zach Eflin and Nick Pivetta and Vince Velasquez and Jared Eichhoff would cut it, that means they don't cut it. By the way, we have some breaking news. Odubel Herrera will be suspended for the rest of the season from Major League Baseball. 85-game suspension, and it carries over to next season. So you know what? I'm just... Good. I have no respect for Odubel Herrera or any... I'm not even going to call him a man. Or any weak human being that does something like that. I know the girlfriend dropped charges. I won't get into my opinions as to why the charges were probably dropped. But all I'm going to say is he probably still did it. And the whole walking out of the courtroom, hand in hand, was all show. I'm very happy for what Major League Baseball did. I hope he gets help. But that man will never have, I can't even call him a man, that human being, I guess, will never have respect from me again. 610-632-0975. That's what I think about that. Let's look at the starting lineup for the New York Mets. The Phillies heading to New York to face the Mets. And the Mets, here we go. Their social media just stinks. The New York Mets, Jeff McNeil bats first in right field. Pete Alonso second at first base. Robbie Cano bats third at second. Michael Conforto bats fourth in center field. Todd Frazier bats fifth at third base. Dominic Smith will bat sixth in left field. Wilson Ramos catching. Rosario batting eighth at shortstop. And Jake DeGrom will get the start on the mound for the Mets. I don't like the Phillies' odds today because if you just look at the starting pitching matchup, no matter who the Phillies send out there, it's against Jacob DeGrom. That's number one. Number two, it's Vince Velasquez getting the start. And Vegas doesn't like the Phillies' odds either, by the way. The Mets open at minus 182. Phillies open up at plus 172. It's now Mets minus 200. Phillies plus 180. So don't touch that. Couple games that I am looking at, by the way. Milwaukee Brewers, even money in Pittsburgh with Zach Davies on the mound. So, I mean, the value's there. So that's one game I'm looking at. And the other game that I had my eye on was, and I'll let you know in a second if I can figure it out, Yankees at Tampa Bay. Tanaka's on the mound. And there's one more. St. Louis, Cardinals at the Giants. Cardinals actually the dogs in San Francisco. The Giants.
All right, all right, all right.
So those are my three plays for tonight. Everybody have a fantastic weekend. Hopefully that scores you some money so that covers for your bar tab tonight. I will be back tomorrow morning. Yes, I'm working tomorrow as well. I'll be on from 8 a.m. until noon. I'll be solo. The bro has, he was off the week. The bro and I will be back the following Saturday from 8 a.m. till noon.
Yeah!
Hopefully that keeps on going. Josh Rabick, great job producing the show today. He'll be hanging out with Devon and Joe tonight. Devon Givens coming your way next. He'll be on from 7 to 10. As I mentioned, Joe Torti will be on from 9 to 12. Phillies begin a three-game series with the New York Mets tonight. They are 6.5 games behind the Braves. The Braves are looking pretty and not looking back. And that's one of the biggest problems. And you know what? The Braves are facing the Marlins. I don't see the Braves getting swept by the Marlins. I don't see the Braves losing a series to the Marlins like the Phillies just did twice now. So I'm now concerned about this as well because the Braves could, you know, run away even more before the All-Star break. So I'll be back tomorrow morning. I'm sure I'll be talking Phillies. I'm going to be talking Sixers, that's for sure. 8 a.m. till noon, and then baseball show back on Monday. Hopefully it's a little bit better. Devon, have fun tonight. I'm Andrew Salchunas right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.